Jesus told a story about a man in the street that needed help. Two church leaders passed by, doing nothing. They were too busy or too holy to get involved. Then, an ordinary guy saw the man in the street and stopped to help. Jesus asked, "Which of these three was a neighbor to this man?" They answered, "The one who stopped and helped." The story that Jesus told is as important today as it was 2,000 years ago. We are called to see, feel, and to take action. God forbid that we pass by or that we leave people in our world feeling needy and neglected. Global Youth Day brings us together as champions for the cause of Christ. Jesus commanded, "Go and do likewise." But we have to choose if we will answer the call.
And welcome to Let's Pray, the place where you don't have to pray alone. Let's Pray is lifting up youth around the world today as millions of Christian young men and women, they're mobilizing to serve their communities for Global Youth Day, which is on March 16th. It's a day when young people take to the streets to be the hands and feet of Jesus and be the sermon. Before we start, please remember that our lines are open. We are ready to pray for you, whatever you're going through today. We'd like to bring your petitions and your praises to God. We're here for you guys. Call us at 877-7-LETS-PRAY. And friends outside of the U.S., you can call 859-777-PRAY or 7729. And just a quick note, I want to mention that it seems like Facebook is having a bit of an issue right now, too. So if you're not able to locate us there, we apologize for the technical difficulties. It is actually not on our end at this point. So hang with us, and we're going to try to get it worked out.
That's right. And before we begin today's program, let's ask God to bless our discussion and those of you who are watching wherever you may be. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you so much for this opportunity to minister and to just gather with our family around the world. And Lord, we love this topic, talking about our youth, but we just ask that you would please bless us as we discuss this wonderful topic and bless our youth around the world as they prepare to minister. Thank you for hearing and answering our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. Well, you know, you and I were chatting a little bit earlier. It seems like it's been a long week already for both of us. I don't mean to out you, friend, but
no.
But you know what I have to say about this? Number one, the enemy does not like us talking about our youth. He does not like us supporting and praying for our youth. So I'm going to chalk it up to him throwing a fit.
That's it.
Because he doesn't actually get to have access to us without the Father's permission. You know, some annoyances, some things. I can handle that just on behalf of our youth. Amen.
That's right. I'm excited about our topic. Mm-hmm. And I told God in the midst of my issues, I said, "God, you are enough. You have it."
Amen.
And so I give it to you. And we're going to go ahead and talk about our young people Absolutely. In a positive way.
Absolutely.
And so excited about that.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
because they are doing some amazing things, but I don't want to give it away too quick.
Yeah,
so we're
right.
going to wait and let that develop on its own.
We want to remind you that we're here for you if you need prayer. Are you going through some hardship, suffering? Maybe you're in pain or need someone to lift you or your children up in prayer. Call us. God left us some wonderful Bible verses to show us that he's listening to our problems and sorrows. In fact, Psalms 28, verse 6 and 7 says, "Praise be to the Lord, for he has heard my cry for mercy. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and he helps me. My heart leaps for joy, and with my song, I praise him."
Amen.
So let's praise him and ask him to bless you today. Call us. 877-7-LETS-PRAY is the number to call.
So Global Youth Day 2019 is this week, and teens and young adults across the globe, folks everywhere, they're getting ready to take to the streets to show the love of Jesus and with acts of kindness and community service. It's so exciting, you guys. The initiative was first launched back in 2013, so it's been going on for a little bit. It was launched by the Youth Ministries Department of the Seventh-day Adventist World Church with just a handful of service projects. But today, hundreds of thousands of youth in more than 200 countries and cities from 65 different countries are, 200 cities from 65 different countries, my apologies, are launching more than 500 projects to impact their communities on March 16th. Let's take a look.
Global Youth Day is a day in which young people miss one someone to become a someone. In other words, you don't go to your conventional church program or your divine service, as it is called in other areas, but simply take out that time to go and be the hands and feet of Jesus, doing acts of kindness.
This is a day for young people to go out into the community and serve in a similar way that Christ did.
I think the church is more relevant as it is, as it meets the needs of the community. As you would know, this was the method of Jesus, where he would just meet the needs of people, where he would win people's sympathy, where he would win their confidence, and then he would say, "Follow me." So we have a special thrust in the mission of our church, where we do these acts of kindness, and then we can be very intentional about telling them that it is Jesus who sponsors these acts of kindness.
We've heard back from our own young people and how excited they are and how it was a life-changing experience for them going out there and ministering to people. They don't want just to have Global Youth Day. They want to have a global youth experience in their life, you know, and I think that is the goal of Global Youth Day, is not just to have one day of the year that we do something nice in our community. No, that's the day to taste and see that the Lord is good and get involved in mission and have it go out throughout the whole year.
As youth implement these values into their everyday lives, let's pray that communities around the world notice their compassion and love. Past Global Youth Days have demonstrated our young people's creativity and enthusiasm for helping others. Please pray for every young person involved in this event, that they continue to display the character of Jesus every day.
And joining us to tell us more about Global Youth Day 2019 is Paco Makwane, Associate Youth Director for Youth Ministries with the Seventh-day Adventist Church. Welcome to Let's Pray.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you here.
Amen.
Yeah.
So let's dive right into this. And there's a lot of buzz around Global Youth Day. There are so many activities that young people can do for this. Tell us about some of the latest preparations for March 16th.
Well, we've been putting things together, and we have good news because we have a new great studio that's we're going to be airing from.
Wonderful.
And I think it's going to have several dimensions for young people just to have a great experience. Yeah. Not just an event, but an experience that will just, you know, be into their lives and help them to be wonderful people in their communities.
Awesome.
So Paco, what is the theme for this year?
Yeah. The theme this year is adopt. And this just gives the young people a perfect opportunity to get into their communities, see the needs, and adopt.
Mm-hmm.
They could adopt a street, you know, and just say, "We're going to run this street.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
We're going to rule this street and just give everybody in this street, you know, the missionary book of the year."
Mm-hmm.
And just pray with people randomly, give people some love, give people some hugs.
They're like street block party.
That's it.
Right.
And they could adopt, you know, orphans. They could adopt
a family,
yeah. A needy family, a needy student. You know, mm-hmm. They could adopt a church, program for young people that, you know, they could support, you know, as adults, because we want to see this relationship between young people and adults improving. They could adopt a school.
Awesome.
They could adopt a stray cat.
Yeah.
They want to do something that will just show that indeed we are people of love, because God is love and he's awesome.
Wonderful. And when you meet the needs of the people, you know, their hearts open up to the Lord.
That's it.
I love that it's like you're having them go out and take responsibility. Adopt,
yes.
To me, it sounds like, you know, serve and take responsibility for that service over the long term.
Yeah, adopt is an action. Let's do it. you know, and young people are people of action. They want to get things done. They enjoy seeing things being done, and they want things to be done soon.
Right.
You know, and now.
Right.
So, yeah, and right now Facebook is killing us because it's not happening. And
Facebook and Instagram, I think something's been going on all day. Yeah. Hopefully they're coming up with something even better that makes ministry a better opportunity. Yeah. You know, I can't help but wondering, since you've started to become involved with Global Youth Day, how have you seen it have an impact? In what ways is it impacting the youth?
Hey, God is good.
Amen.
Susan, I want to tell you, Mari, God is good. Mm-hmm. You know, in 1 year alone, on social media, we had over 150 million impressions. Mm. It means people seeing what we are doing.
You said million.
I said million.
You said million.
That's it. And that's something because it says the love of Jesus is being spread around. Mm-hmm. And another thing that is happening is that people are getting to know the church for good reasons. Mm-hmm. Because when they see us as people of love, it ultimately begins a good conversation. Who are you guys? Yeah. What do you do? And that's a perfect opportunity to simply tell people that, hey, we're here on behalf of God. Mm-hmm. You know, just to share this love with you. So I see it's good for the church. It's good, you know, good public relations for the church. But it is also good for the young people because they feel good after doing something good.
Yeah, they see Jesus working.
That's it. They are involved. They see lives being changed. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the more you see that, the more you begin to see how powerful the Holy Spirit is. So this is just one of the ways in which Global Youth Day is making a difference. But there are many ways. And I'm sure as young people get involved, they just sit and look and say, wow. Yeah. Indeed, it's good to be Adventist in these last days. It's good to be a church, a child of God, you know.
So you speak of involvement. Why is it important? Can you just speak to why it's important to get your young people involved early on?
The more we embrace our young people now, the more they feel like they belong. Okay. And when they feel like they belong, they will do much more.
Okay.
And I think that's where we need to really, really, you know, hit it hard, because we don't want to spend so much money trying to win our young people back. We want to make sure that we get them while they're still hot, to know the truth, embrace the truth. We don't want to introduce a religion. We want to introduce Jesus.
Yeah.
And when they have Jesus, they have it all.
Amen.
So when we see them involved, it gives us great joy because we can trust our young people.
Yeah.
We've come to a point where we must trust them, where we must really encourage them, celebrate them, enjoy their, you know, their conversations, even their ideas. Some of them are weird, but it's okay,
right?
Because we've all been there.
Oh my goodness! Yeah. I can't think of all the apostles being, you know, totally normal and perfect. And praise Jesus, I'm a little weird. Like Jesus uses everybody because we all need somebody to relate to.
Yes.
I mean, amen.
Yes. Yeah. That's it. I like what you said, that Jesus uses everyone, young and old.
Yes.
We good.
No respecter of persons.
Yep.
I mean, he's just game with us. Amen.
I love that.
Amen.
I love that.
Amen. So, you know, people that are older might be thinking that they would like to join too. They're like, hey, I'm young at heart, right? But they might not feel welcome. What do you say to those people, or how can they participate in something or support it?
Oh, we love everybody to participate. Mm. You have a heart to go out, do something. In fact, this is what we're trying to teach, that Global Youth Day is not an event. Global Youth Day is a lifestyle. We're trying to tell people and show people and ingrain in the minds of our young people that you got to be good every day.
Mm-hmm.
Show some love.
Mm-hmm.
Show some kindness. And this cultivates a lifestyle that runs throughout the year. So that Global Youth Day is just not event-based. It's just one day and we are done. Where's the love? The love needs to go, you know, all year round, because we are sponsored by this love of the Lord. So whoever wants to participate, come on. This is a beautiful train. Join the train.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get going.
It's so encouraging to know that you don't have short-term plans, that it's not just the 16th of March and then things dissipate. So, you know, that's great to know. So I guess my last question is, there's a week of prayer associated with that. Can you speak to that? Or maybe not my last question, but...
Yeah, I like that, because the Global Youth Day launches the Youth Week of Prayer.
Okay.
And this is a global event. It's worldwide. And the beauty about this is that all the materials for this have been prepared. Mm. They just need to go on the website, download it, and use it, go through the material, and move along with that.
So speaking of the website, it's globalyouthday.org, and then they can hop on there and find the resources there, is that
correct? Yes, globalyouthday.org for Global Youth Day.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
For the materials, they need to go to youth.adventist.org.
Youth.adventist.org.
Excellent. There you'll find materials about Week of Prayer, and, you know, You can tweak those materials for your context, and you can make them your own. We just want to give people ideas, give them, you know, the text, the theology, give them what they can talk about, but make it your own. You know, it's good when you feel it, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you can grab two or three friends, sit down and decide to do these things together.
Yes, invite your friends.
I can imagine everybody's probably lit on fire with the Holy Spirit from serving and going to...
And that's what people do. Like, you can get people, your friends, your neighbors, to join you on Global Youth Day. Mm-hmm. And when Global Youth Day is over, you can go to a service and begin the week of prayer.
Yeah.
There you have friends, relatives, neighbors, everybody involved.
Okay, so just one more time, we're going to go through those two websites just because I really want people to get this. So it's globalyouthday.org.
Yes.
And then we've got youth.adventist.org. I believe it's on the screen there, as well as the theme, globalyouthday.org, March 16th. Now, folks, you want to make sure that if you're going to be maybe, you know, sharing some photos about what you and your community are doing on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, to go ahead and use the hashtag GYD19. That stands for Global Youth Day. So Global GYD19. Yeah. So even if it's just you and your neighborhood, just post something.
Yeah.
Global GYD19.
And guess what? Through our new set, we can zoom into people through geolocation. And we'll check what you're doing because of the hashtag. And we can just, you know, put you up and say, hey, this is what's happening in this neighborhood. This is what's happening in this city. But for the project, you want to go to globalyouthday.org, register your project so that we see this activity around the world.
Right. Praise
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
What an encouraging experience.
So before we move on, can you just give me one? So you've been sitting in this position as associate youth director. Can you give me one experience that you've had interacting with the youth that you've seen since you've been, you know, in this position, how God is blessing?
You know, last year the 2 years ago, but last year was Food and Water Drive. Mm-hmm. And the youth were so brilliant in what they were doing. They were providing water for communities. They would just give water bottles. But there was this other church where they decided, we're going to have a long-term plan. Mm-hmm. So instead of just giving water bottles, they dug a well.
But not just for today.
Yeah, just for today.
Long-term.
Drink every day.
That's awesome.
You know? Mm-hmm. And there was another experience where young people in Europe, you know, just decided that since God chooses leaders, we're going to surround the parliament.
Mm.
We're going to surround this building where national leaders meet to deliberate issues of national interest, where decisions are made. Uh-huh. And we're going to surround this, hold hands, and we're going to pray.
Praise God.
Amen.
Intentional prayer. Amen. All right. So globalyouthday.org and youth.adventist. Is it .org as
yes.
well? Sorry about that.
That's it.
And you're staying with us. So we're going to see you in a little bit later in the program. We have an interactive part of the program called Ask the Expert, and you're going to be our expert today.
The Lord have mercy on me.
So thankful. Well, God's the expert. Amen. It just takes a minute or two to get your call set up. It's 877-7-LETS-PRAY is the number to call. Are you going through something? Do you have a youth in your home or maybe a young person in your neighborhood that you're thinking, you know, I bet you Jesus would like us to pray for them. Let's do this together as a community. Right. Let's put our arms around, through prayer, put our arms around our young people today. I know that if you don't have children yourself, you probably know somebody who does. We would be honored to pray for them. Of course, we're always wanting to hear from you, whatever the reason. And I just want to mention Doug, just so you know, Doug, you've been calling a couple weeks in a row. You're waiting for a kidney transplant. We have not forgotten about you. That's right. We are still praying for you and believing a miracle on your behalf. If you're calling tonight, we look forward to hearing from
you. That's right. And so at this point in time, when we come back, there'll be more on Global Youth Day and how you can make a difference in your own community. We'll be right back. Welcome back. What's on your mind today? Do you need help in some way? Are you looking for some answers? we want to tell you that God is knocking on your door. Mm-hmm. He wants to bring you peace. Give us a call at 877-7-LET'S-PRAY. And perhaps some of you need prayer because you've been looking for a way to use your own talents or trade to help others. Don't wait. More blessings will pour upon you. In Proverbs 11:25, God says, "Whoever brings blessing will be enriched, and one who waters will himself be watered."
Amen.
It's a powerful scripture there.
You know, if you would like to put your faith in action, there's no time like the present. Global Youth Day is taking place this week. We're praying for young people around the world and asking God to bless them wherever they are. In different parts of the world, as they get ready for Global Youth Day, let's pray for them. Let's take a look right now at how God is calling them to impact their community.
You see, Global Youth Day gives our young people a chance to socialize, to serve in their local communities in order that they might lead people to Jesus. In fact, whenever we hold Global Youth Days, we need to make sure that there's a redemptive aspect of it. In other words, something within that initiative needs to be leading people to Jesus so that they can make a decision in response to the kind acts that are being done.
Through Christ's method, we have a step-by-step guide with which we can share the gospel with others. By mingling with people, showing them sympathy, ministering to their needs, winning their confidence, and bidding them to follow Jesus, we can follow Christ's example in bringing people into God's kingdom.
We can take initiative and go out showing the love and the service of God, and to be able to start something at a young age and carrying it forward for generations to come.
Each year, young people all over the world use that excitement to reach out to their communities. Every Global Youth Day features practical themes youth can use to impact people's lives in hands-on ways.
I think that doing what Jesus did brings hope and love and service to people our age that may be broken, that may are going through some tough times. And I think that Global Youth Day are awesome events that we can have to spread the love of Jesus outside the church and to those other people who don't have love.
It's an event that brings many people together, and it becomes a success because we are all involved, hence total youth involvement and total department involvement and total member involvement. And it's exciting to see what can be when people are united for one cause, to glorify Jesus and get our young people in the forefront, trust them with responsibility, trust them with creativity, trust them with giving them the time and the day to show the acts of Jesus Christ.
Please consider how you can take part in this year's Global Youth Day. No matter your age, you have a role in sharing the good news of Jesus. Pray that every generation in the church works together to fulfill God's mission.
All right. That is an amazing video. And we're going to be talking about that more in just a second. But we're going to go straight to our phone lines. Welcome to Let's Pray. I understand we have a young caller. What is your name, young man?
My name is Alray.
Alray. All
yeah.
Right. Welcome to Let's Pray, Alray. How can we pray with you?
Well, my dad is in the hospital because he got a blood clot in his cerebellum.
All right. How are you doing? Are you doing okay?
Yeah.
Are you a little scared?
Yes.
You know, I can understand that, what you're feeling's normal, but, you know, I know that this is not a surprise to Jesus. And I'm so thankful that you have so much courage to call us and talk to us and to seek God and to seek the community for prayer on behalf of your dad. Now, Alray, would you please tell me just your dad's first name only?
His name is Alan.
Alan. Well, praise Jesus. We're going to be lifting Alan up in just a second. Alan, how's your mom doing?
She's doing good.
She's doing okay? All right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, this can't be easy, but I can't help but feel reassured because we know Jesus, and even though sometimes we can't see him, we see the way he acts on behalf of the people we love, and so that we can trust his character. Okay, Alray?
Yes. Thank you.
You're very welcome, dear. Thanks for calling, and please, Alray, would you call us back and let us know how he's doing?
Okay.
All right, buddy. Thanks so much. All right. Mario, I'm going to ask if you wouldn't mind praying for Alan, please.
Okay. All right. Let's pray. Dear Lord, I thank you so much for an open line of communication. And we just want to lift up Olray, who's calling in on behalf of his father, Alan. And I first, he called on his father's behalf, but we want to lift Olray up as well, and his mother, and anyone else who's associated with that family who may be in this bind, waiting to see what will happen with a beloved family member. Lord, I just pray that you would minister to them and draw close to them, Lord, in ways that only you can. And make your presence known, a presence of peace, a presence of calm, and assurance that everything will be all right. Lord, I don't have the power to assure Olray that in and of myself, but we've seen what you've done in our lives and what you've done for so many. And so, Lord, we ask that you would just strengthen them and encourage them, and then be with Alan in the name of Jesus, who has a blood clot in his cerebellum. These are not matters that we can handle ourselves, God, but we thank you for truly being the great physician. And we have seen you raise individuals off their sickbed, and even those who you've raised from the dead, God. You are all powerful, and we thank you so much. We ask that you would just minister to him, and that you would guide the doctor's hands if there's anything that they need, and bring to their remembrance so that they can meet his need. And bless this family, hold them as they wait, and may they give you all praise, honor, and glory for what you will do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. We're celebrating Global Youth Day, and on March 16th, and we have individuals from all over the world that are participating, and we have someone joining us on Skype to tell us more about Global Youth Day in Juarez, Mexico. His name is Dr. Eliel Cruz. Dr. Cruz, welcome to Let's Pray. I know, I hear you speaking. Seems like we're having some issues here.
Thank you. Sorry.
There he is.
Good. It's good to hear you, Dr. Cruz. How are things with you? Can you hear me?
Things are very fine. Very fine.
Good. We know that you are heavily involved in the Global Youth Day, and actually more so just projects around where you live there in Juarez. Can you tell us a little bit about what you're doing?
Of course. Since the last year, the migrant crisis come here to Juarez. People from Central America, Africa, even the East Middle East are here in Juarez. They are looking to pass through the border, but they are so need of food, clothes, and even healthcare. The thing that I am doing, and with help of another youth people, is giving them healthcare, giving them food, clothes, and even refuge in some houses or in other places, helping them to fight the things that they have living since they have left their countries.
There, we're looking at a video, Dr. Cruz, and we're seeing, this is footage that you've sent us. What are we seeing there on the screen? It looks like a lot of people gathered together in one building.
Of course, here since the last month, a lot of people from other countries come here, and the government, the Juarez government, gives them a shelter. But in the time, they are coming more and more and more people, and the shelter are going full. So them are sending the people, the migrants, to another place.
Wondering, along with the opportunity to provide medical care, meet physical needs, do you find that you have much opportunity to share Jesus Christ with them?
Of course. They told to us really, really, really sadness stories. They have lived a lot of things, really horrible things, and they need love. And we saw that we can give the God's love and show them that God loves everyone, every of us, and Jesus Christ give them life for us. And we talk to them that God loves them, and he will help in everything that we need.
That is the truth.
Yeah.
That is the truth. Oh, I'm so moved by this. My immediate response, I just want to get up and leave and go get on a plane and to come down and help you guys serve. Yeah. I know that there are so many people that are, their heart is to help and to love. Is there some way, maybe there's somebody locally or maybe somebody who would like to go down and help. Is there some way that they can get a hold of you or participate with you in some way?
Yes. The help, the aid, is very hard to pass through the board. But here in Juarez, the migrants are crossing to El Paso. So there in El Paso City are more immigrants. They have more than 1,000 immigrants that have been here in Juarez and right now are there in United States, in El Paso. There in another cities, the people, some churches and another associations are receiving help. If you Google in internet for migrants mm-hmm. crisis, you can find a lot of places where you can send help.
Excellent.
Dr. Cruz, thank you so much for spending your time. We know that you're in the midst of a sandstorm over there, and so you are taking time to find Wi-Fi when wires are down, and thank you so much. We want to actually pray for you before you go. Is that all right?
Of course.
All right. Let's have a word of prayer. Father God, we see you moving all over the world. And specifically, now we see your hands and feet moving throughout Juarez through the means of young people and with Dr. Cruz just leading the way in humble servitude. Lord, we thank you so much for his gifts and talents and for those of the young people there. We ask that you would protect them and keep them even now as they're in the midst of a sandstorm. But Lord, we ask that your power would go forth through your Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus to be able to continue to make impact upon the lives of those who migrate there. Lord, I pray that the resources never run dry. And that the people and that help would be able to come in droves to meet the need there in the name of Jesus. We thank you so much for the encouragement that we've seen through the work that is being done there and hearing about it around the world. Bless them and keep them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Dr. Cruz, thank you so much for being with us here on Let's Pray. We're truly honored that you took the time and went through everything you did just to be with us for a few moments. So thank you, and may God be with you, bless you, and keep you in the name of Jesus.
Thank you. Blessings.
Take care.
I believe that we have a caller on the line. Veronica, are you there? Welcome to Let's Pray. How can we pray with you?
Good evening. It's good to see you.
You too.
And,
I've
been watching y'all for a while, and it's really a pleasure what y'all are doing, you know, in the ministry for the Lord.
Praise God.
I'm calling in because I went to the I have some pain in my knees, both knees.
Okay.
I went to check it out today, and the report is that I need braces or I need two knee replacements.
Ooh. Oh my goodness, that is a lot.
Yes. But, you know, in spite of all that, I give God the thanks and I give him the praise because I know he said where two or three are gathered that he is in the midst of the great and mighty things.
Amen.
So I know he cannot fail because he is God and he knows all things, he sees all things. And because we are his children, you know, he takes care of us. So
Amen.
I trust in him by faith that he's going to do.
Veronica, I was going to ask you how your heart's doing, but we can see that the Lord is sufficient. His grace is sufficient
yes,
for
is.
You. Amen. Praise Jesus. Well, you know, you might be facing something big, but at the same time, our God is bigger. Amen. Yes. Veronica, thank you for your encouragement. Your faith and your spirit has encouraged me today. We're going to be lifting you up. And you're calling from the Bahamas, is that right?
Yes, I am.
All right. Well, hello, Bahamas.
Thank you.
Praise Jesus. We'll be lifting you up here in just a moment.
Okay. So keep up the good work, and I'll keep praying for both of you all.
Thank you so much. Let us know how it's going.
Okay.
And I want to add a name there. My brother, Brandon, just struggling with a lot of with depression and just going through a really hard time right now. Mm-hmm. And so if you could just lift him up. I can pray for Veronica if you'd pray for Brandon.
I'd be happy to. Would you mind praying for a man named Gil?
Sure.
My stepmom's sister is married to Gil, and he fell and broke his pelvic bone, I believe is what they had said. So he's in the hospital. They're taking care of that. So we're praising God that he's got good care, but it's quite a surprise to the family and just, you know.
Broken hip bone?
I believe it's his pelvic
bone. Pelvic bone, okay. Okay.
So Gil, G-I-L. All right. So I'll pray for Brandon.
Okay. Thank you.
Let's pray together, family. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for the opportunity to once again just be able to talk to you, Lord, at all. Father, I'm not fancy, Jesus. I just ask that you would receive our prayers, Lord, that you would forgive us of our sins in the name of Jesus and that nothing would hinder our prayer. Father, I want to lift up Brandon to you, Father. Lord, depression is rampant, and I pray, Father, that you would encourage his spirit, Lord, that you would surround him with your mighty angels. Father, we're asking, please, would you and ask them to minister to him, Lord. I pray, Father, that his courage and his faith and his strength would be increased by you and by your Holy Spirit. Lord, I pray that you would give him a good counsel, Father, that you would help him to feel supported and loved and in a community where he is safe. He can talk about things and express himself, Father, and know that it's all right. Father, that none of these things are a surprise to you, Lord, that he can pour his heart out and that you hear him, that you love him, and that you see him, Father. I don't know what his specific need is, Lord, to heal from this depression, whether it be dietary, situational, Father, medicinal, but you know. I don't need to know, and I'm so thankful, Father, that you are God and that we are not. Mm-hmm. Father, we just thank you for your faithfulness and for your power and your strength and for your love.
Thank you, Lord. Lord, we just want to continue and lift Veronica up, who called in from the Bahamas. Just she's going through a lot. She needs a double knee replacement, braces over her legs. But she called in such great spirits. That is a testament to your Holy Spirit in her life. Mm-hmm. And we see that evidence and we are encouraged when she was actually calling for encouragement. Mm-hmm. But Lord, I pray that you would help her not to just survive through this, but to thrive in it, God. And that even in the midst of something that seems to be negative, that this would be a chance for your glory to be poured out and shown so that others may see where her hope and her joy comes from in the midst of pain. Thank you so much for what you will do. And we anticipate hearing great things from her. Lord, be with her in those times of recovery that she has to look forward to. When the days go long and recovery seems like it's taking forever, Lord, just minister to her in that time and give her grace necessary to make it. I want to lift up Gil, who is having issues with his pelvic bone, Lord. And I think he took a fall or is really struggling in that area, God. I just pray that you would minister to that family and that you would give him hope and peace, God, as he is dealing with transition and change as a result of that injury. Lord, I pray that you would do something special in revealing yourself to him. So that he would know that he's not alone, and that he would know that recovery will take place. Thank you for restoration, God. We claim it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. That prayer. You know, our devotion of the day summarizes it all. It's found in 1 Timothy 4, 2.
Yeah, and in fact, 4:12. It says, don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for believers in speech and conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity.
Amen.
Amen. I think that that's powerful, those things that they're admonished to, because if we see that happening, especially among young people in today's day and age, that in and of itself is a testimony in speech, in purity, in love, you know.
Imagine the impact that would have on their families and then outward from the community. I mean, it all starts in the home. Amen.
True.
Amen.
I just want to say to some young person very quickly, we had some questions here, individuals in churches, young people saying, how can I be involved? I'm struggling with this. My church doesn't seem like they understand me. Continue to press forward. I just want to encourage you to, God has put something on your heart. He's given you abilities. Don't let anyone suppress that. You heard the scripture in 1 Timothy 4:12. Don't leave the church without first trying to ask God for solutions on how to better your church, because we need you. We need you. And you will go forth in power and ministry if you allow Christ to use you.
That is the truth. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Let's say a quick prayer as we close out our program for today. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the opportunity to once again glorify your name. Lord, it is a blessing just to know you and to know that you are our Lord and that you have chosen us, Father. Lord, I thank you for Paco and for Dr. Cruz, Jesus, for all the different people that they represent, Lord, and all the different districts, for the program that's going to be going on this Global Youth Day as well. Jesus, I pray that you'd be with the technical aspects as well as, Father, your spirit going out and preparing the way for these young people, Lord. Please keep them safe in the mighty name of Jesus until we meet again. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for being with us today. Don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter just by searching for Let's Pray Live. And you guys, don't forget, we're a community. We're a global praying community. And you can pray for your fellow community members, hopetv.org. You can go to the prayer room, Let's Pray. There's so many different ways to get a hold of us. And prayer partners, don't forget, they're also going to be standing by to pray with you until midnight Eastern time.
Join us next week. We'll show you how to live a spirit-filled life. Next time on Let's Pray, the place where you don't have to pray alone.